السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise and all thanks are for Him, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah. From Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final Prophet Muhammad, salatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhim ajma'in. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon them, upon their families, upon their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ قُلْ إِنِّي يَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي. وقال تعالى في سورة البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in سورة الزمر, say, I have been commanded to serve Allah, dedicating my religion sincerely to Him. I have been commanded to be the first of those who submit to Him. Say, I fear the torment of a terrible day if I disobey my Lord. Say, I serve only Allah, dedicating my religion sincerely to Him. And in Surah Al-Bayyinah, Surah number 98, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they were not commanded except to serve Allah sincerely, devoting their religion to Him, as people of true faith, keeping a prayer and giving zakah. That is the true religion. That is the steadfast religion. Last Friday I spoke about Iman and Amal, that Iman and Amal are both required. It is not enough to have just Iman and say La ilaha illallah and then say, then after that don't do anything. No, with Iman comes the Amal. And Amal has to be also consistent, based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, just as Iman has to be sound and strong. And today I would like to speak a little more about Ikhlas, sincerity. Sincerity in both Iman and sincerity in action. Sincerity in our words, in our deeds. So Ikhlas is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umirtun عبد الله مورس الله الدين ألا لله الدين الخالص. In the beginning of Surah Az-Zumar, Allah says, ألا لله الدين الخالص. The religion that belong to Allah is the genuine religion, the pure religion. Sincerity, ikhlas means purity. Ikhlas means sincerity. Ikhlas means truthfulness. Ikhlas means genuineness. Ikhlas is honesty. So it's a very, very important term of the Qur'an, and Qur'an has mentioned that many times, and then also Rasulullah used to emphasize that. So it is very important that people should have ikhlas. And the opposite of ikhlas is nifaq, hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is that say something and have something different inside. In the heart there is something else. The mind is somewhere else, but the tongue is saying something. So nifaq is a terrible disease. And the Quran has used the word, that is, the people of nifaq are the people of disease. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. May Allah protect us from that. The opposite of ikhlas is also riya. Riya is show off. Do things only for this, to show off, but not sincerely inside, I think that. And that is called a shirkul asghar. It is a kind of shirk, making partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although the big shirk is that somebody says that there is another God beside Allah. But shirk asghar, the minor shirk is, that is, do things but really meaning something else. Praying, but really in order that other people see. Yura'un an-nas, as Allah says in the Quran. They show off to the people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُنَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And do not remember Allah except very little. So I want to remind myself and I want to remind you, my brothers and sisters, that we should be sincere people, we should be genuine people. We should be genuine people. The people of purity. The people of goodness. And this religion, if the religion is sincere, if the religion is genuine, it affects. It will affect our own life. It will help us to be good in our families, with our relations, our spouses, with our children. And also it will affect us in our relation with other people. Whatever you, if you do business in a genuine way, in a sincere way, in a truthful way, you will make effect to other people. In your neighborhood, you will make effect if you are genuine people. So it is, genuineness is very important. Not being fake and phony, that's not the Islamic way, that's not the true way. The true way is that one should be very pure, clean, good. And we should strive. It's not easy, but should try that. Should try as much as we can. Because you know that in Islam, the deeds are not counted. The deeds are weighed. In Allah's mizan, is the mizan is mentioned, not calculator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have this, having a calculator, calculate how many rak'ah you had. How many did that? Of course, it's important that you pray what is fard according to the numbers. But the real thing is the weight. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. We shall set up the scale of justice. Scales of justice, mawazin al-qist. We shall set up scales of justice on the day of judgment, and no soul shall be wronged in the least. Even if a deed is the weight of a mustard seed, we shall bring it forth, and sufficient are we as reckoners. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring the deeds and put them in the mizan. When we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma saqqil mizanana yawm al-qiyamah. Allah make our mizan heavy on the day of judgment. So it is mizan. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمَّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. Allah save us from that. As for those whose scales are of good deeds will be heavy, they will be in a life of bliss. But those whose scales will be light, their home will be an abyss. So, Habiya is the wadi fi Jahannam, deep wadi in Jahannam. And when somebody is thrown into this wadi, into this thing, go on for 70 years. Its depth is so much. May Allah protect us from that. So it is very important to people should have genuineness, genuine deeds, sincere deeds, deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the right way. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Yemen, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him an advice. So he said, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ أَوْسِنِي. Messenger of Allah, give me an advice. Or give me some advice. قَالَ أَخْلِصْ دِينَكْ يَكْفِكَ الْعَمَلُ الْقَلِيلِ. The Prophet said, make your deen sincere. Even few deeds will be enough for you. Few things that you do, this will be enough to take you to Jannah, enough to save you from the hellfire. But everything has to be done in a very sincere way. So sincerity is actually the real thing is relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah knows how sincere the heart is. Nobody knows. That's why Imam Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah, he used to say, Al-Ikhlatu Sirrun Bain Al-Abd Wa Rabbi. Ikhlas is a sir. Ikhlas is a secret. Something private between Allah and the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is ikhlas, then he said, there is no shaitan that can spoil it. And if there is ikhlas, then the wishes and the desires is not going to corrupt you. فَلَا شَيْطَانٌ يُفْسِدُهُ وَلَا هَوَنْ فَيُمِيلُهُ. So ikhlas is a wonderful thing. If people have that, we should work on that. And one of the many ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, hundreds of ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, among those ahadith, there is one that is considered as very important, one of the most important. According to some ulama, there are three ahadith that are the most important. And some others say it's four ahadith that are the most important. But the first among them, hadith that is very, very important, and that is called mashhur hadith, famous hadith, because it's reported by many people. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, in his khutbah, he mentioned that hadith. And so many sahaba who were in front of him, they listened to this hadith. And this is the hadith that Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his collection of ahadith, he mentioned as number one hadith. So al-hadith, very important. It's known as hadith sunniya or hadith al-amal. Some people call it hadith sunniya, and some people call it hadith al-amal. Because the hadith says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. Amal, deed, depend on the intention. That is, what is your intention? The acceptance of the deed, the validity of the deeds, all of this is depend on the intention. And everyone will going to receive according to his or her intention. So intention has to be there. With your prayers, with your fasting, with your charity, with whatever you do, you have to have intention. Whether you say it or don't say it, most people say that you don't have to say the intention. You know, some people when they stand up in prayer, they say, I make intention. This is not required. But it has to be in the heart. And niyya amalul qalb. Niyya is the deed of the heart. And it's very important. So the right intention, good intention. But also you remember this thing, good intention will not the bad deed good. Good intention will not make a bad deed good. Although bad intention can make a good deed bad. Bad intention make a good deed bad. Somebody praying to show off, the prayer is very good, but the prayer become bad. Because the intention is bad. But however, one cannot say, somebody is drinking alcohol, my intention is good. My intention is, I want to improve my health, na'udzubillah. Or somebody commit theft, stealing. My intention is, I'm going to give charity, na'udzubillah. Go and gambling, say, I want to give everything that comes for a good cause. It will not make it. It will not make it halal simply because you have good intention. So intentions and actions, both of them have to be right. An-niyya al-khalisa wal-amal al-salih. Both of them are required and they have to be done that way. And in that case, the amal becomes very, very effective. It will have effect on the person who is doing the work. And also it will have effect on others. And that's what Islam is all about. So it is very important that we remind ourselves and remind others to have ikhlas in our life. Unfortunately, there's a lot of phoniness and a lot of fakeness that is there all over. It's very difficult to distinguish who is true and who is not true. Allahu alam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us to the genuineness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us to the piety and to the truthfulness, to the faithfulness, to fidelity, to good things in our life, inshallah. Because that is the basis of religion, that is the basis of Islam. Barakallahu fikum. Jazakumullahu khairan wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and keep us safe and healthy. You know, keep this dua. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Al-afwa wal-afiyah. Both of them. Allah forgive us and keep us safe. And safety is important, but at the same time, safety from sins. So forgive us our mistakes, our shortcomings, and also keep us safe. May Allah save us and remove this pandemic. So there are a number of people who are not well and requested dua, and there are a number of people who passed away. So inshallah, we'll make dua for them. Sayyid Badruddin, Sister Shamima Haq, Brother Saleh Muhammad Ali Qanuni, and Sister Tahseen Fatima, and Sister Sadia Khatoon, they have requested dua, or their families request dua for them. They make dua for their shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. And there are a number of people who also mentioned and request dua, but they don't want to have the name mentioned. So pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows them, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those who are not well, may Allah give them shifa, whatever their sickness may be. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfi anta shafi la shafi illa anta shifa'an la yughadiru suqma. And then also people who passed away, Brother Muhammad Qurashi, and Sister Selina Yazda, Brother Mushtaq Ahmed, Sister Shahina Ayubi Mahida, and Brother Abdul Rashid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them maghfirah. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم اللهم اكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم اللهم اغسل خطاياهم بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس اللهم جازهم بالاحسان احسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا اللهم ارحمنا اذا صرنا الى ما صاروا اليه اللهم ارحمنا اذا صرنا الى ما صاروا اليه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله